Hi. This week the question is, when is it wrong to change churches? People change churches for all sorts of reasons. Some change because they've moved and their old church is too far away to attend any longer. Others change churches when they get married. Still, others change churches because they're mad at the way things are going at their present church. But did you know that there are some wrong reasons to change churches? Did you know that sometimes it is actually sinful to change churches and to go to a different church? That's what we're discussing this week. When is it wrong to change churches? First, it's wrong to change churches in order to avoid reconciliation with your brother. If there is someone at the church services who has been offended by you, the Bible says that you may not go elsewhere to worship until you have first straightened up the offense with your brother. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24, Jesus said, "Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift." Jesus is saying here that worship is not acceptable by God when the worshiper has transgressed against his brother. Until that person corrects his offense, all the prayers, all the singing, and all the tithing in the world cannot make up for repentance. If you're thinking about changing churches because you want to avoid correcting problems that you've created, then changing churches for you is wrong. Second, it is wrong to change churches if a person is trying to escape church discipline. Did you know that God has commanded His church to discipline members that are living immoral and ungodly lives? In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 through 13, the Bible says, "But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous or an idolater or a reviler or a drunkard or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. For what have I to do with judging those who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person." Notice carefully, the church is not allowed to discipline and punish non-members. God did not give the church license to go on a witch hunt looking for people in the community to chastise. However, He did command the church to chastise and discipline members of the church who have become immoral. A man or woman who is a Christian must be disciplined if they become a fornicator, covetous, an idolater, a reviler, a drunkard, or an extortioner. These are sins that are intolerable. Even non-members and non-Christians realize these things are sin, and when a professing Christian becomes guilty of such sin and refuses to repent, they must be disciplined. This unrepentant Christian must be dispelled from the membership of the congregation. Other Christians are not supposed to associate with or even to eat with this wicked backslider. Many times, when a Christian becomes guilty of such sin and the congregation threatens discipline, well, that sinful member, instead of repenting, will just simply change churches to avoid punishment. My friend, this is when changing churches becomes wrong. Rather than changing churches, this person ought to repent of his immorality and begin living anew, a life of holiness and purity. Third, it's wrong to change churches when the new church practices unscriptural worship. This is often the reason many people change churches. They're looking for a church that's more modern and up-to-date than the one that they're at. They enjoy the entertainment and up-to-date innovations that many congregations have incorporated into their services. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, the Bible says, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. All that the church teaches and practices must be done in the name of the Lord Jesus. This means that everything the church does must be authorized by Jesus. It's wrong and sinful to do something that Jesus never authorized and then attach His name to it. That's spiritual forgery. My friend, do you realize Jesus never authorized nor instructed His church to teach salvation by faith only? Jesus never authorized His church to teach that baptism was non-essential. Jesus never authorized the church to use mechanical instruments of music to praise God. Jesus never authorized His church to divide the church into Bible classes for teaching the Scriptures. Jesus never authorized His church to allow women to speak in the public assemblies of the church. In fact, do you realize 1 Corinthians 14, verses 34 and 35 expressly forbids this practice? Jesus never authorized His church to use individual communion cups when they eat the Lord's Supper. In fact, do you realize that Matthew 26, verse 27 explicitly commands disciples to drink from one cup during the communion? Jesus never authorized His church to build family life centers and daycare centers to help attract and convert people. On and on we could go. Not one single modern-day innovation in religion was authorized by Jesus. In Jeremiah 6, verse 16, the Bible says, "Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths where the good way is and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls." Rather than changing churches and looking for the most modern, up-to-date church around, men ought to be looking for the church that is so old-fashioned and narrow-minded that it practices and preaches the old paths found in the Scriptures. My friend, the Bible is an old book. It's 1900 years old, and if we preach exactly what it says and practice only those things that they practiced in the Bible, we will not end up being very modern, will we? It's wrong, then, to change churches when the new church teaches and practices unscriptural worship. Such a church is not the Lord's church, and it becomes a sin to join with them in their unscriptural practices. In Psalm 127, verse 1, the Bible says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain." Do you hear that? Are you listening? It is vain, it's worthless to be a member of a house or a church that the Lord did not build. You're not a better person. You're not pleasing the Lord if you join that church and you have not helped your soul by changing churches when the new church is unscriptural in its teaching and worship. Well, thanks for considering this message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. willofthelord.com. And there are no spaces between those words. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.